Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 115, The True Source. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Proverbs 2:6. Let that settle for just a moment. The Lord gives wisdom, not sells it, not loans it to those who earn it, gives it. The movement is His, the source is Him, and that changes everything. We live in a world that loves to appear wise. The feeds overflow with confident opinions. The experts never run out of answers. The algorithms serve you more information before you've even finished your coffee. And some of it has its place, but none of it is the source. At best, it's a channel. At worst, it's a counterfeit that sounds like wisdom and leads you in circles. The Lord is the source. Everything else drinks from there or pretends it doesn't need to. And look at what the verse says. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Il sto in nastu truway. God doesn't keep wisdom locked away. He speaks. He didn't hide it somewhere inaccessible, waiting for you to crack the right code. He opened His mouth, and the scripture open on your table this morning, that is the source, open right in front of you. Not a distant ancient document. The mouth of God, reaching you right now. And what comes from that mouth is not merely information. The world hands you data, and we have never had more data than we do today. But data doesn't discern. Data cannot tell you what to do with the grief you carried to bed last night. Data cannot illuminate the decision you keep circling without being able to land. Only discernment does that. And discernment comes from Him. But Proverbs 2 doesn't begin at verse 6. It begins earlier. It begins with a search, seek wisdom like silver, like someone who actually gets down and digs. God gives it freely, yes, but He gives it to the one who seeks. Grace doesn't cancel the search. Grace is what fuels it. You seek because you've already been found by Him. And there's one more thing that needs to be said plainly. Wisdom is not a stockpile. You don't accumulate it today and coast on it next week. It's a relationship. It's returning to the source every single day. What God gave you yesterday was enough for yesterday. Today is a new day with its own weight, its own crossroads, and you need to come back. Not because He grew tired of you, but because you were made for this dependence. That's not weakness. That is faith. So today, before breakfast, before the phone, before the news, before anything else, open Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 6, and read it slowly. Not as an assignment, the way you drink water when you're thirsty. Find the one phrase that speaks to you most and underline it. Just one. Then carry it with you through the whole day. Let it work on you while you work. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.